Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. President Trump sending more than 5,000 military troops to the southern border in efforts to keep out the migrant caravans. Most of the migrants will try to seek asylum. Fox's William Lajunas has more from southern Mexico.
The rough count we have from police right now is the caravan is probably under about 5,000. Many have left on their own. Some took the train. 220 have elected to go home. 19 today. We talked to several of those, and about 1,700 are asking for asylum here. Now, some of the officials from this caravan are going to Mexico City. We told you yesterday they are still waiting for those buses. In fact, they'll be here again tomorrow. They want to take buses, everybody to Mexico City, where they're going to talk to officials there about their rights and transportation to Tijuana.
Three more caravans are also headed toward the U.S. southern border.
The campaign treasurer for independent candidate Greg Orman has resigned, now endorsing Democrat Laura Kelly in the Kansas governor's race.
Tim Owens, a former Republican state senator from Overland Park, resigned Tuesday, effective immediately. In a news release issued by Kelly's campaign, Owens said it was time to unite behind Kelly and stop GOP candidate Chris Kobach. Kelly and Kobach are locked in a tight race, with Orman a distant third in recent polling. The Lawrence Journal-World reports Owen said he supported Orman's political ambitions for several years, but he resigned because he, quote, believes electing Kobach would be one of the worst things that could happen to the state. Orman said he accepted Owen's resignation, but he did not intend to leave the race. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
When it comes to keeping kids safe this Halloween, it really is simple. See and be seen. Sherry Sage with Safe Kids Kansas says most of the trick-or-treating time will be after sunset.
Halloween itself is actually the most dangerous night of the year for child pedestrians, and children are more than twice as likely to be hit by a vehicle and killed on Halloween than any other night of the year. So it's really important that we have this message going out, not only to families as they set out with their children, but also to drivers. They need to be extra alert and slow down, especially in those neighborhoods.
Safe Kids also recommends giving trick-or-treaters glow sticks or flashlights so they are more visible and can see where they're walking.
NASA's elite planet-hunting spacecraft, Kepler, has been declared dead.
The 9-year-old Kepler had been low on fuel for months, according to the space agency, and its ability to point at specific regions in the sky got worse at the beginning of this month. But NASA's flight controllers were able to retrieve its latest data before it went silent. Kepler discovered 2,681 planets outside our solar system and even more potential candidates. It also unveiled incredible super-Earths, planets bigger than Earth but smaller than Neptune. Its end came just a few months short of the anniversary of its launch. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
Well, it's practically free of crime, well, free of people. But now Antarctica has a rare major crime case.
Only a few scientists live on the continent, and tensions rise among them as they live and work in confined spaces with limited entertainment options. Now a Russian working at a remote Antarctic research station has been deported to St. Petersburg, charged with attempted murder. The 55-year-old plunged a kitchen knife into a co-worker's chest. The avid reader enraged that his partner kept telling him the endings of the stories that he was reading. The injured scientist rushed to a hospital in Chile, expected to survive with heart injuries. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Some moisture continues to move in across south central Kansas, and that will up our chance of light rain through about early this afternoon. We think it comes to an end later today, and it should be dry for trick-or-treating tonight. Our high 55, mostly cloudy, 42 overnight, sunny and near 60 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a cloudy sky and 48 degrees. We've got a north wind at 13 miles per hour. Again, 48 degrees, 7:36. Steve and Ted. Today is Wednesday, October 31st. That means it's Halloween, and at this time of the year, you know, on a Wednesday night, it's a school night, and we hear again people saying, "Why don't we just move Halloween to like the last Friday or Saturday in October?"
Well, let's move Christmas to the last Saturday in December too.
Keep it that way too.
Sure.
Let's. Yeah. I don't know.
It'd be more convenient.
Yeah, it would. Oh well, it keeps the kids from being out too late tonight, I guess. Yesterday, a cloudy day. High temperature was 66. Normal high is 64. And it was on this date in 1998. The Halloween flood inundated much of south central and southeast Kansas. 6 to 12 inches of rain across the region. Walnut, the Cottonwood, the Whitewater, the Arkansas Rivers all flooding. Cowskin Creek in west of Wichita, a mess out there in a place called the Dell, which is near the Rolling Hills Country Club off Mays Road there. And it's all, that was all, people had built these houses down there on the Cowskin Creek. And it flooded and ruined their houses. And since that time, the city's gone in there and engineered a whole lot of little, what do you call them, Ted? They've engineered a floodplain in there where the water can spread out and not flood like it does. So it seems to be working. Seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, because that was bad. Well, it was one of the storm systems that instead of just coming through and moving on, it developed right over south central Kansas, and it basically rained for 2.5 days straight.
I think at the time we were
bad
on the air talking about that. This thing is just sitting right over the top of us. It's not going anywhere. And just rained and rained and rained. Wow.
And it wasn't a gentle rain. It
rained.
It poured for the better part of 2 days.
20 years ago, 1998. How about that? Of course, Halloween, as we're talking about, and it just, people point this out all the time. The magician Harry Houdini died on this date in 1926. In Detroit, of peritonitis resulting from a ruptured appendix. And Houdini was a guy who, I know there's a movie, but I think Tony Curtis was in the movie about him. He was a guy who would do these elaborate tricks. He would have people put chains all around him and then put him in a box and throw him in a river, you know? And there's one he did on stage with a water, you know, it was clear glass all the way around, mm-hmm. water chamber. And they'd put him in there upside down, chained.
He pioneered a lot of those tricks.
And
he'd trick still being done today.
Get out of there somehow. And he was this great escape artist. And I ran into a story several years ago in Kansas City. I'll share it again with you. At the Savoy Grill there, it's the oldest restaurant and still running in Kansas City, where the claim to fame is that Teddy Roosevelt loved eating there whenever that shows you how old it is. But apparently, in the back of the restaurant, there's a hallway that goes down to the hotel that's next to it, and there was a phone booth back there,
mm-hmm.
a pay phone booth,
those old timey phone booths.
And Harry Houdini was in there eating one night, and he decided he would use the phone. Well, while he was in the phone booth, the story is that the busboy locked the phone booth from the outside. I don't know how. Put a pencil in. I don't know how he locked it, and Houdini couldn't get out. And then they had the audacity to call the Kansas City Star and have a reporter come over and report on it.
Right.
And Harry Houdini never ate at the Savoy again.
Oh, yeah. Sure he was not pleased.
A little embarrassing. That's an interesting restaurant. If you're ever up there, and I'm, you know, and you and I have eaten in there with Shelley before. Interesting restaurant. They got a booth over in the corner. That's the Harry Truman booth.
Mm-hmm.
Where when Harry Truman was a haberdasher, they had a clothing store in Kansas City. He ate lunch in there every day. Anyway, that's a little.
They do some sort of refurbishing or remodel?
They have remodeled. I haven't been.
Have you been up there since?
No,
okay.
And I hope they haven't destroyed.
I hope they didn't ruin it.
Hope they didn't destroy the integrity of the history of that place, because it is a neat place to eat and visit in Kansas City. And
we've got speaking of death, we've got a few deaths to talk about on the Blur entertainment
blur
news.
Up.
Some folks that have died on Halloween as well in the entertainment industry. So
really,
we'll hit that at about an hour from now at 8:35 this morning.
Halloween, be careful out there. The kids are trick or treating. You know, and one of the ideas that we talked about in the news a minute ago is these glow sticks are a good idea. I've seen those. The grandkids have used those, and they just, you know, they glow in the dark, and you can see the kids coming. But if you're out driving around tonight, you better, you know, extra caution. Be careful out there. I was just talking about my flu shot yesterday that I had a little sore shoulder, and I'm okay today. But Jed went to the doctor's office yesterday, and while he wasn't looking, somebody gave him a flu shot, I guess. Is that what happened, Jed? They just sneak up on you?
They asked me if I wanted a flu shot. I said, sure. And signed and dated something, and boom, there it is, right in my arm. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
A little good health care for you there. All right.
Signed and dated, and wham.
7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, talking about a prominent local educator who is retiring.
Okay.
Bill's coming up. That's on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.